Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
WCCO time is 7:23. There was a brief mention of a story in the news over the weekend that Adam talked about a little earlier as well here on CCO this morning. And that was the governor Saturday morning going bass fishing on Mille Lacs Lake. And then there was a protest on the lake. And we wanted to grab Linda Eno with us from Twin Pines Resort up in Mille Lacs. Linda, thanks for your time this morning.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
Well, I think a lot of people are turning the radio on right now, Linda, unaware of what happened. Can you tell us exactly what happened on Mille Lacs when the governor showed up to fish for bass?
Well, we decided to plan kind of a little boat rally slash parade. And we probably ended up with 40 boats or so. And the governor took a fishing launch out of Fisher's Resort. And what we did was congregated around him and did a little circle with some signs. And basically, it was to express our very, very serious concern about the 18-year management of this lake. And it was to save our economy and keep our walleye fishing. There are over 50 businesses gone around the Mille Lacs Lake area. And now all of a sudden you have a fishing economy and you can't use live bait. Think about the business on the bait stores when they can't sell live bait. Because it's a crazy, crazy turn of events in this area.
What was the response when you said, okay, did you organize it? And what was the response right away?
Well, it was a group effort. And I think a lot of people... Let me say, the walleye fishermen have been quiet for a long, long time. The last outcry of any kind probably was a boat rally at the Capitol 20 years ago when this whole co-management mess on Mille Lacs started. We had boats and trucks and we're circling the Capitol. So nothing's really been done for a long time. Every year, since this has been going on, this is not new. People keep thinking, oh, it's going to get better. Oh, it's going to get better. Well, I'm going to tell you, after 18 years of this, our Department of Natural Resources has managed this lake from anglers being able to keep 6 fish to 4 fish to 2 fish to 1 fish to 0 fish. And now this year, it's not only 0 fish for most of the season, but it's no live bait for 3 prime weeks in July and after Labor Day. Again, how is a fishing economy supposed to survive with craziness like that?
Linda, what do you want to be done? Let's say you're at the Capitol, you're the governor, what would you do?
I would say open the walleye season and let people take 2 fish.
What's the reaction been when you brought that up?
Well, you know, they've got all these fictitious numbers that they pretend. The numbers and the biology that all of these regulations are based on pretty much does not have a lot of factual basis. It's pretty politically motivated. Let's say, like, at the beginning of this year, you know, my numbers may be off by a few thousand pounds here or there. But to give you a good example, at the beginning of this year, our Department of Natural Resources started by saying it's safe for the anglers to keep 100,000 pounds. Then they go into some secret closed-door negotiations, and they come out of those negotiations saying, oh, never mind, we changed our mind, now you get 40,000 pounds. Okay. So now you've got to, if we were able to keep 100,000 pounds, which was their first best biological guess from all their data, if we were able to keep that, we wouldn't be having this problem right now. But instead, again, they go into some secret closed-door negotiations, and they come out now at 40,000 pounds. So I would say in those negotiations, they have basically negotiated our economy away and the people of Minnesota's resource away.
What about the idea, and you've certainly seen it, that it is a great bass fishing lake?
You know what? It is an amazing bass fishing lake, and we are thrilled for that publicity and to have as many bass fishermen as we can get up here. We right now, when you can't use live bait, that's what we're doing. We are fishing for bass and had a fantastic weekend on the launches fishing for bass and northerns, for that matter. But there are not enough bass fishermen to cover my walleye fishermen. Simple as that. The walleye fishermen outnumber the bass fishermen. Our economy needs the walleye fishermen.
Linda, I appreciate you taking a call this morning. We'll stay in touch and see what happens down the road on this.
Hey, thank you so much for listening. But can I just say one more thing to everybody in the cities, that Mille Lacs provides an amazing service called launches, which have groups on them. You've got, if you don't have a boat, if you've only got a couple hours to come up, they're 4 hours. Let us do the guiding and driving. And there still is a lot going on for bass fishing and northern fishing on this lake. So even though our walleye shut down, please come.
She is Linda Eno, Twin Pines Resort from Mille Lacs. Adam has more through the morning in the news here on WCCO.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.